That was Kimono with My Girl, and you're listening to Fridays with Darlene and Amanda on RDU. I'm joined with Emily today, and I'm joined with Kimono the band. We've got Ruben, Nikos, Sam, and Austin. Welcome, guys.
Hello. G'day. How's it going?
Oh, it's going great. So good to have you here. So you guys are from Christchurch, and we're going to be talking to you about the band, but also about the show you've got coming up at the Banks Peninsula Festival on February 20th.
Yeah, wicked. No, we can't wait for that one.
So, I've got to ask about the band name. What's the origin story of Kimono?
Man, this is a can of worms, eh?
Okay.
We really try to walk this one around, I suppose, pretty gracefully, because we understand that, like, it's definitely not a New Zealand word, and we don't want to disrespect the word at all, but it is the stupidest story.
Okay.
We were band practicing. We had this we was a trio before Austin joined on guitar.
Right.
And I invited the boys around to have a blues jam, and then we wrote an indie rock song.
Uh-huh.
And we were just yarning about how John Mayer always wears kimonos.
Okay.
And,
right.
Oh my God.
And how that he, and then we were like, oh, what's your name of the band? And we're like, oh, why don't we just call it Kimono? And then that's it.
Okay.
But it's kimonos in all caps.
Okay.
Yeah, that's part of the name, but people don't really seem to remember that.
So you have to yell it, is that what you're saying?
Yeah, maybe, yeah. I suppose. No, yeah, if you want to. Yeah.
Ruben usually does.
Yeah, I usually do.
It's a good name. But I did notice that I listened to your Live to Air, which you recorded at the Beatbox studio downstairs last year. In the second song, there's a few references to Mario Kart and karaoke. So I'm like, is there a Japanophile in this group?
Or? No. That song was written about a really whack night I had on a Tinder date at Smash Palace.
Spill. Yeah, come on.
Well, the story kind of goes through the night where we were at Smash Palace and... I don't want to offend anyone who could be listening on the radio, perhaps. I don't know.
Does the person know that the song was written about this date?
Well, there was another date. I haven't seen her since, so I don't know. But we ended up actually... she was real cool, but she was very different to who I expected she'd be.
Okay.
We just had a few drinks and then ended up going to Arcadia for karaoke,
uh-huh.
Which we ended up doing with the girls from There's a Tuesday.
Okay.
Fun wee fact. They're good mates.
No,
it's a good story. And I ended up walking her back home and hanging out with her a bit, and I could tell where she wanted the night to go, and I didn't really want to do that.
Uh-huh.
So she had this fire escape, one of those old school like Friends style balcony things, and I kind of made an excuse and just jumped out that and climbed down and went home. Played Mario Kart with my flatmate at 4 a.m. and that was it.
great story.
Does actually sound like kind of like the best ending to a Tinder date, though.
Yeah, you know? I felt bad because I feel like she didn't want me to climb out her window.
Maybe she's got her own song that's like, and he jumped out my window, and angry, I don't know. Awesome. Anyway, tangents here. Okay, let's move on. How long have you guys been playing together as a group? Because there's not too much information about you pre-2020. So, are you new?
We had the blues jam on the eve of New Year's Eve 2019, so essentially just 2020.
Right.
So, pretty new, yeah.
You've done so well then, just for being so new. I mean, we're just in 2021. You've played a few gigs in 2020. What would be your highlights?
I can't speak for the whole band, eh? But, yeah, lots of different highlights. I think playing the Isaac Theatre Royal was pretty amazing. Like,
yes.
6 months into the band with the Butlers and There's a Tuesday.
Yes.
And other gigs, like, for me, like, I really enjoyed Tea Party. That was a lot of fun, just jamming with those guys. And then we did, like, a one-off headliner in Christchurch where we kind of had a few other bands with us and we got to play headline. And we sold that one out, which was really cool for our first headliner. And, yeah, I mean, any of you guys got any gigs you really enjoyed?
Yeah, probably the one with Dolph and the Hoots at the Dolph and the Hoots at, what was it?
Strangers Lane.
Lane, that's right. That was an awesome gig.
That was a lot of fun.
Packed out, just a super fun night.
Yeah, definitely.
Sounds like you guys have had a much better 2020 than like the
rest
of the
world.
A lot of people. Totally.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
It's been a great year.
Awesome,
definitely think that although we had no chances to play with any international artists, I think it definitely gave us the opportunity to get off the ground running pretty fast compared to potentially if we didn't have lockdown and everything. So in that sense, I think it's been great for local musicians, yeah.
Mm. Totally. Well, that's really positive. So listening to your music, I feel it's quite an easy, so cheesy, but like an easy breezy summery vibe to your group. I wondered who you'd describe as your sort of main influences sound-wise.
I think we've all got different influences, eh? I mean, we'll go around this way, Sam.
And come on close to the mic so we can hear you.
Yeah, it's like a boiling pot of like different types of musicians in the group, so we're all kind of here to... I mean, when I first came into the project, it was like making Ruben's... Some of the songs that we were writing, like Ruben was in the forefront of the creative process, so it was just about getting inside that sound and getting the getting that vision across. Mm-hmm. So like the music I actually listen to, I don't know, I study jazz at jazz school, so I'm really into that kind of music. And but yeah, I try and keep that aside for this project, you know. I guess there's like some influences that come through. I don't know, I mean, like Thundercat's one of my favourite players, and in that My Girl single that you can hear me play some of the voicings that I stole from some of his songs.
Cool. So, I like Thundercat as well.
He's awesome. He's so cool.
Yeah.
I think he's had a huge influence over like most bass players in my generation anyway.
Yes. Awesome.
Yeah.
What about the rest of you guys?
Yeah, kind of the same as Sam. I joined the band pretty late.
Yeah.
Well, late compared to everybody else. So a lot of it was about just trying to like write parts around the songs that were already kind of there. But in terms of influences, I've always been like super into the style of music. So just trying to emulate that sound of like, you know, classic Kiwi summer kind of stuff.
Yeah.
It's popular at the moment, so it's a cool project to be in.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Nikos?
As far as influences for what we do in Kimono go, definitely inspired by our peers.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Dolph Butlers, you know, that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Hockey Dad from Australia is a big one for me.
Mm-hmm.
But personally, I'm really into a lot of emo and math rock kind of stuff.
Oh.
Twinkly, jangly guitars.
Yeah.
Nice.
So, yeah. But, yeah, the influences are diverse in this band for sure.
Yeah, I mean, I think coming from the lyrical songwriting point of view, I've definitely got a lot of influence from my friends like Dolphin Friendly, and especially at live show-wise, I love how energetic the Butlers are live. They've been really cool influence for that. But, I mean, my background is actually like country music and folk music, so
cool.
I feel like I approach not so much in this music because it's pretty just like singing about a weird date I had, you know.
Yes.
But I think I definitely approach lyrically with I want to tell a story and be a bit more engaging than just like,
yeah.
Although my girl's pretty like, oh, I want to be my girl. But it's fun, it's enjoyable, yeah. So yeah, that's definitely where I am.
Oh, cool. I get a wee bit of a Gomez vibe. Do you know Gomez?
Yeah, I do.
And Turin Breaks. Yeah. Those were just the first that came to my mind, so I was very curious who you
that's
were.
Very nice of you.
Yeah. Hey, what... Tell us about the Banks Peninsula Festival. I mean, how did you come to be part of the headline, and what are you most looking forward to playing there?
Man. Well, it's a funny story. I kind of was telling you earlier, I'm a therapist, and the man who mentors me and trained me was working with someone who was building the lineup for that, Emma, who does the Britannia show here. And... they were just yarning about getting his restaurant, Fifth Street, in to do some catering, and then he said, hey, I've got these cool mates who play in like Dolphin Friendly and Kimono, and just tagged me in an email and kind of went from there. But it actually turns out that I used to work with Emma like 10 years ago in a cafe, just like making coffee and stuff, so we have a connection there. We're just looking forward to like just getting out and playing an awesome festival with our good mates. There's a lot of our friends on that lineup, and being in such a cool spot, and it's just a real honour to be on a lineup with so many cool artists.
Oh, it looks like an amazing festival. I haven't actually been to. It's at Orton Bradley Park.
Yeah,
is that where
yeah.
Is that? Have you been there?
Oh my gosh, yes, I went school camp there.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, school camp. It was brilliant. Mm. It was. I mean, as far as school camps go, you know.
It should be a good time, I think.
School camps is pretty high in the life experiences for me, for sure.
Definitely.
So the festival is February 20th, so I think the weather will be nice and stable. I can imagine it's going to be a real sunny, lovely day. And I understand you've got a competition running on your Facebook page to give away a double pass.
Sure.
to the festival, Banks Peninsula Festival.
We sure do. We did the Instagram and Facebook page, double pass for people commenting on that. So I guess without further ado,
Someone want to do a drum roll or come on?
So the winner for the Instagram tag is, I think it's Jen_OM. I don't know how you pronounce an Instagram tag.
Jen_OM.
How good. So you've won a double pass to the BP Fest. And now for the Facebook one. Sean Malik, who's actually another musician we've seen around in the scene. He's got a mean band and stuff, so it's pretty sweet that he could get that prize too.
So do they have to just private message you?
Oh, well, we'll tag him. The deets. We'll approach them privately.
You'll be approached, guys. Well, congratulations. And where can we find out more about Kimono as a band? I know you've got a Spotify. You've got some stuff on Apple Music. Do you have a website?
Or? Just Facebook and Instagram.
Yeah. Okay.
Definitely check the Instagram because we have like half the amount of followers on there that we do on Facebook, so we need to like boost that up a
bit. Boost up Instagram, peeps. Kimono,
we have a Bandcamp as well.
Oh, yes. We do have a Bandcamp that I haven't really put any attention to. So yeah, buy our music.
Yeah. And before we play your latest single, which is called Smash, what's the plans for the album? Or have you got an EP coming? Or what's the story there?
I guess it's all... nothing's really been fully announced, so we don't want to give too much away
yet.
But we've definitely got a full wee drop to come pretty soon actually, and there'll be definitely more details about that in the coming weeks. We had the privilege to record with Rob Grover and work with some awesome artists and producers on that and getting mastering and stuff as well. So that'll all come out very, very soon. We've got another single to drop before that, but coming week is going to be pretty busy.
Cool. Looking forward to it. So make sure to just, if you Google Kimono in caps and maybe just put an NZ band, you'll see the Facebook, you'll see Instagram, you'll see Bandcamp, and you can find out more about when the new music's coming out. Thank you so much. We're going to play. Oh, it's been so fun. We're going to play Smash, and this is Kimono on Fridays with Darlene and Amanda on RDU.